Okay, I'd like to try and finish up the inyan of the siman of Bishul Akum today, if we can. I mean, there's a lot of makaros on the sheets, but really it's just applications of what we learned. Again, the basic din is that one is required to be careful not to eat food which was prepared by a non-Jew, Bishul Akum. We had a number of different kulas we discussed. One kula is if the food is edible as it is, without being cooked, nechol kamos shulchai. And if it's also not something that's fit to be served at a royal table, right, in all Shulchan Malachim. And then we discussed the last time, discussed yesterday, the issue of Yad Yisrael Be'emtza, the Jews' involvement in the process. And that's what we're going to continue with today, the beginning, different applications of that. We had a Machlokas Mechavad Amor, based on a Machlokas Rishon that we analyzed yesterday, as to whether this Kula of Yad Yisrael Be'emtza, how much of Yad Yisrael does it have to be? How much does the Jew have to be a participant in the process? They have to do something very significant or even a very minor contribution, throwing in a piece of wood or just lighting the flame and so on. So we discussed that yesterday. The Ramo is Mekel, the Mechaber is Machmer. We ended off with the Tshuva of Avad Yosef, who said that there's even room for Sfardim to be Mekel on that. So that's what we're up to source number 43. In this packet here, which is a Sif Ches. And again, I'll try and finish the siman if we can today. I think we should be able to. So we're up to Sif Ches. The Gemara, and again, all this is from that Sugya Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed Ches. So this is a Gemara Avodah Zarah Lamed Ches in Alaf 43. Anything which was already cooked, Kemachol Ben Drusoi. Machal Ben Drusoi, again, as we've discussed in the past, we know Ben Drusoi is probably the most famous bandit in the Gemara. Well, actually, Reish Lakish maybe is more famous. Reish Lakish started out as a bandit, but the Ben Drusoi, as far as we know, never left being a bandit, but he was a well-known bandit who was always on the run. So he always had the sheriff and the posse chasing after him, so he never had any time to eat, to sit back and eat fresh, good, properly prepared food. He already had to eat, always on the run. That's what Rashi says there in 44. Then Avodah Zarah Lamed Ches Malah Ben Drusoi List Him Hoya VeOchel Kol Dover Hamavushal Ktas. He couldn't eat raw food. People can't eat raw food, but he would, as long as it's slightly cooked, he would eat it and continue running away. Okay. Anyway, so the Mishnah says, rather the Gemara and Lamed Ches Malah. The Gemara says in 43, Vamar Vaaser VeOchel Kol Shuk Kemachol Ben Drusoi Ein Bo Mishum Mishulei Oder Kochavim. No, it is, once it's already barely edible, that's how it's edible, Mavushal Ktas, in language of Rashi, then if the goy cooks it weiter, the goy cooks it further, so then there's no problem of Bishul Akum, because that's similar to Nechol Kamos Shuchai. The Nechol Kamos Shuchai, the whole kula, is that the Bishul Akum doesn't really contribute to the edibility, if that's a word, of the food, because it's already edible as it is, right? It is edible, it's edible raw. So then the fact that the guy cooked it, that's not going to lead to any close relationship because you didn't need him to cook it, right? It's not such a big gesture. It's not such a magnanimous offer that the guy is making to cook something that's already edible. That's how Chazal understood. So therefore, there's no bishalakam when the food is nechol kamos shuchai. Well, if it's already partially cooked, okay, it's already edible, so that's also. So reheating is not a problem. As I mentioned yesterday, there's no geya. You have a housekeeper or a lady in the house taking care of a man in the house too, whatever, is taking care of the non-Jew, taking their children or something as far as cooking them supper. So it's just a matter of reheating something that's already cooked. That's not a question of Bishul Akum. This Gemara implies that once the food is cooked, Kemachol Ben Drusoi, then it's not a problem. But Ha'eno Kemachol Ben Drusoi, then Yesh Bo Mishum Shalachim. Yeah.
So in terms of the Hagdar of Nechol Kemos Yuchai, like in Europe, I heard that they never used to eat cabbage. Cabbage was animals, but sauerkraut was what they would eat. So would you say that cabbage?
Yeah. So we mentioned. So we mentioned last week that somewhat subjective. It is somewhat subjective, and it depends on. We even discussed earlier again sometime last week. What if you'll eat it that way, but most people won't eat it that way? Does it go by the person? So we kind of concluded that it goes by what the standard is in the land where you are. I mean, again, I'll mention again. When I was growing up, until I'm not sure exactly how many years ago, but until not that long ago, no one ever heard, no Jews, ever heard of sushi. Nobody ate raw fish. Okay, in Japan they may have eaten it, in the Far East they ate it. But, then it became caught on, it became very popular here, so it became very popular among Jews also. So now you can't go to a to a chasana, to bar mitzvah that has a smorgasbord. They don't have a sushi table, a sushi area with some guy in a funny uniform that's cutting it up. But the point is that it's become very popular. But at one time, when I was growing up, and even as an adult, I don't know how old sushi is in terms of the kosher market. I don't know.
So, 20 years old.
You know, so the standards sometimes change. There is some subjectivity to it, is the point. So we said it goes by what the standard is in the land where you are. That's what we assume. Okay? But there is subjectivity. So,
the question would be, does Ben Jerusai, like, who said, maybe Ben Jerusai is the only one who eats it that way because he's on the run. And, you know,
I guess the Chazal understood that because we see actually it's a machlokas, the Rambam and Rashi, what is kemacho ben jusoi? I mean, it's nice to morals refer to kemacho ben jusoi, but there's a finite thing. So Rashi says kemacho ben jusoi is one third cooked, and the Rambam says it's one half cooked. So that, you know, it means it's, bottom line, it means it's edible, like dead chak, I would assume for most people, not just the ben jusoi. That, I think, is the point. No, it's not just ben jusoi. This was known that he ate that way, but I guess other highway bandits also, maybe he was the most famous wanted man, you know, but there are others. And I think that, again, since the Rishonim give a more of a finite description, either half cooked or third cooked. So it means, but bottom line, it means edible ayidat chak. Mavushal tzas, that's why Rashi gives the language here, and a lot of chesim and alpha rozar, and so it's 44, mavushal tzas. Enough that a person could consider this is slightly cooked. It's not just ben jusoi. Anyway, that's how the Shulchan Aruch rules here in the 45, Siv Ches, okay? 45, Nosan Yisrael Kedera ala Eish Basilka. Let's say a Jew put something on the fire, and then he took it off. Okay, then he took it off. Then uvo obikochom bechzira. Then he took it off for some reason, whatever. And then a guy put it back on. So that's going to become osir. That food will become osir because the ma'is is the guy cooked it. However, says the Shulchan Aruch, it's only osir elim kein higia l'macha b'drusa, unless when the Jew cooked it off, it was already edible. It was already edible in Chak. It was in Mevushal Tzas, language of Rashi. Megiel Machon Tzor, the Shulchan Aruch says here, Shushlish Bishula. Like Rashi, right? It's one third cooked. Then the Jew took it off. The guy put it back on, so it got further cooked. But that's not going to be a problem. Bishalakum based on this Gemara. That's how the Shulchan Aruch rules here in Sivcha. It's the Shach in Sivkot and Yibbez. Okay, right. So lav dafka silka Yisrael, and it's not only true if the Jew happened to want to take it off. Alahu adin silka oven kachoven. Let's say again. Remember, they had public ovens and so on. So the guy took it off and then he put it back on. It's still going to be usher. It doesn't matter who took it off and put it back on. It's still going to be usher. Kosher haspov to rishos and so on and so forth. Okay. He says that one could argue. Okay. He says that the Bach disagrees with Bach. Herach lister of elimnos alachol kazeh. The besilek ovid kochavim behech zero shari. The Bach wants to make a chiluk. The language Shulchan Aruch is only, based on the earlier authorities, is only if the Jew took it off. But if the goy took it off and he put it back on, then he's going to say it's mutter. But the Shach doesn't want to argue too much. He's ain't kamam kam lahar ki lemay the kamel. He said we don't have to go into this whole discussion anyway. At least we Ashkenazim, because we don't need this whole din. This whole din, notice there's no comment to the Ramo here in Sivches. We don't need this whole din because we pasuk in Lakula like the Ramo in the previous Siman, or the previous Sif rather, that even if the Jew plays a very, very minor role, right? So good, the guy doesn't, you know, the threshold, so to speak, of Macha Ben Jusoi is not needed according to us. That's what the Shach pointing out. Kilamai de Kamel and Afilu Hidlik Yisrael Aish. Oh, Hishach Kisim Shari. So the Nafkamin Midi Behad, the Pshita the Shari. Yeah, so the Shach points out that according to us, you know, it doesn't make a difference. Okay, it doesn't matter who took it off or how long. It doesn't matter because the Jew had some role. And the way we pass it, maybe according to Mechaba would make a difference. But the Shach, it's passing by Ashkenazim, the way he lived, he said this whole din is not no gay. So that's the Shach and Zekot Yibbez. Okay, the Taz, Zekot and Taz, he tumbles a little more with the Bach with his father-in-law. Okay, Zekot and Taz, he says, Lav Dap, also 47, Lav Dafka Sheiswell Silka, the word Dinam of a Kachabim Silka, Lazer Tzark Sheishol, Zer Bech Zero, there's still Osir. Okay, he refers to something a little later in Sifyud Aleph, which we'll see. Okay, and then he said, Venir Ali, the Kol Shekain, who, he says the opposite. Okay, I'm sorry, not the opposite. He reiterates, the Kol Shekain do Osir, the Silka overcome, came and she overcome Atmo, Bitel, Maise Yisrael. Okay, what? What does the removing accomplish? Removing accomplishes the undoing or nullifying the previous act. So therefore, if the Jew put it on the fire and the guy took it off and now he put it back on and it wasn't Machal Ben Yusoy, he said to start it all over again. It's like the Jew had no role whatsoever. Again, the Shach says it doesn't matter. The Shach says the Jew had a role. He put it in, so it's not any worse than throwing in a piece of wood. But leaving the Shach out, what the Taz is saying, what the Mechaber means, is that culture came, right? If the goy took it off, so bitel, my obikalato bitel, my sisova, also mechadish hakol. It's like the whole thing started over again. The clock starts ticking again from the beginning. Okay, mega akar shein yisrael and melacha zu. He removed from this activity shein yisrael. Now, if you hold like that, you could disagree with the shach and say, no, this would not be the same. The shach wanted to say this whole thing is not no gay because the Jew did something. Yeah, but if you hold that the goy undid his melacha and started over again, it's not called Yad Yisrael at all. So anyone could make that case. All right. Anyway, he says, quotes the Bach, he says, because it seems a little bit of steer, but he says that the evidence mutter. Anyway, that's you can take a look at the Taz to resolve that issue. I want to just point out, but in any event, what I'm pointing out is that the, was it that perhaps one could argue against the Shach? I'm not sure if that's what Taz is doing. You can't argue because the Shach says, hopefully he's not nogea to us, the Ashkenazim, the Ramah, because any type of activity is good. Yeah, but if the Goy took it off, maybe that was Mevatel the whole thing. Okay? That's something we'll see later when we get to the Sif Yud Aleph. That's the Taz. The Darkei Teshuva just points out that we have a little bit of a steer here. Darkei Teshuva is caught in Samach Aleph in 48. We mentioned above, Shulchan Aruch said at the end of Simchas, he says that Machal Ben Rusoi is shlish bishulo, is one third, as long as it's one third cook. So the Shach, the Darkei Teshuva simply points out that seems to be a theory because of Hilchos Shabbos. Here in Hilchos Bishul Akum, the Mechaber is passing the definition of Machal Ben Rusoi is one third cook, which is like Rashi, okay, but Hilchos Shabbos, okay, it's a ration of hay. And Hilchos Shabbos, he paskins that Machal Ben Yusoy for the purpose of Bishul on Shabbos is already considered one half, like the Rambam. So it's a little bit of a steer, not necessarily a steer, because again, here we're relying on the whole thing along the Rabbanan. Okay. That the only word about it, the Rabbanan, but the Darkei Teshuva points out the Mechaber, I don't want to say sos himself, it's a strong term, but it's different definitions of Machal Ben Yusoy in different cases. Here we'll assume that one third is already considered sufficiently cooked. For this purpose of Bishul Akum, again, maybe because the whole thing is only Rabbanan, whereas according to the Shabbos, that the Machal Ben Yusoy is Chatzi Bishul. Okay, I mean, that can be a little cool also, but anyway, that's why I'm not convinced that that's the reason, but that's the, but he does say, Kevin, this is Bishul Akum with Rabbanan, Kedai Heim Rashi Rash, well, this Machalayim, Lahaka. Okay, that's the Darkei Teshuva. Okay, so that takes care of Siv Ches. Okay. Just a moment. The question is, the case here was, this is a continuation, it's not a new, it's an exif, but it's a continuation, exif test, but it's a continuation of the same discussion. What if it's the reverse case? This case was, okay, again, you look at the Gemara back in 42. Gemara says, Kol Shol Kamachal Ben Yusoy, Ein Bo Mishum Bishlov the Kavim. So the Shulchan Aruch here was Nosan Yisrael Kedera Al Eish Vesilcha. Okay, so then they make the chilek whether it's Machal Ben Yusoy or not. What if you have the reverse case? Okay, the reverse case is where the Goy cooked it, Kamachal Ben Yusoy, and the Jew finished it up. So again, according to the Mechaber, according to Ramor, rather, it still may not make a difference because the Goy already made it edible. That's the case that the Rashba is talking about here, as we introduced Siftes, is the opposite case. What if the Goy cooked it, Kamachal Ben Yusoy, okay? Before we had a Kula. In Siftes, we had a Kula. That as long as it, if the Jew cooked it, Machal Ben Yusoy, then there's no more problem with Bishul Akum if the guy cooked it the rest of the way. So there we had Machal Ben Yusoy, it was a kula. Question is, what about the other way around? What if the Jew cooked it, Machal Ben Yusoy? Okay, the guy cooked it, Machal Ben Yusoy. So can it be a chumra? Can we say, well, once the guy cooked it, Machal Ben Yusoy, even though the Jew cooked it the rest of the way, but they were Machal Ben Yusoy, so therefore it's already edible and that's going to be a problem with Bishul Akum. Here the point, it's a flip case. Again, in Tzivches, it was Macha Ben Yisoy, it was Lekula. The Jew cooked the Macha Ben Yisoy, so therefore that already avoided the problem of Bishal Akum. Now we're saying the reverse. What if the Goy cooked the Macha Ben Yisoy? Will it be a Chumrah? So it seems to be Machlokas Rishonim. The Rashba, the Bayis Haruch, Bayis Gimel Shar Zayin, quotes the name of Rechanan, of a Kosser of Rechanan, it's in 49, Sugin the Shmaitzer, Nochri Shalok, Abbas, Shoban Osso, Gabi, Orim, Nisbashal, Kamacha, and Nisoy, Osser, Afal Gav, Shinigmar, Biad Yisrael. Abel Inglon, Nisbashal, Kamacha, and Nisoy, Mutter. So he quotes that the Ben Rechanan is Machmer. Kabana Rechanan says we have to be consistent. If Macho Ben Nisoy, when the Jew cooks it in Macho Ben Nisoy, that's enough to be Mekel. If the guy cooked it the rest of the way, we're still not going to call it Bishal Akum, because Macho Ben Nisoy is the threshold. So there's going to be a threshold the other way also. And if a goy cooked in Kamacha Ben Yisoy, then that's already going to be called Bishal Akum, even though the Jew finished it. So that's what he says. Okay, so that's what the Ben Chanan says. All right, Afal Gav, Shinigmar, Biad Yisoy. Abel knows, alone is Bashal Kamacha Ben Yisoy, Mutter. No, but if the goy only cooked it for 2 minutes, it wasn't even Kamacha Ben Yisoy, and then the Jew did the rest, then it's Mutter. But the Rashba, that's Rashba quoting Ben Chanan. But the Rashba writes, we Yesh Matirin. Afil Lehigil, Kamacha Ben Yisoy, Biad Nochri, Delo Omru Kamacha Ben Yisoy, Lahachmer, Lahachmer. Rashba quotes those who say, the Yesh Matirin, who say, no, this Macham and Yisoy is a threshold only in the previous year, like in Simchas to be Mekel, but not Lahachmer. Okay? Rayos, and the Raya, and so on, but based on the language of the Gemara. But in any event, one could argue, perhaps, that let's remember why. Now, but by the way, the Rashba himself concludes Lahachmer. Look at the end of the last line of 49, Mistabrali Kedibra Ben Chanana. He holds up to Machmer to be consistent. Okay, Machmer and Yisoy is a threshold, then it's a threshold, Bein Lahakal, Bein Lahachmer. Yesh Matirin hold the other way. Maybe another swar of the Yesh Matirin, maybe, is that I have to remember what the original reason behind this whole issue is, right? It's chaslas. Okay, so, you're not going to serve something raw. Right? The fact that a goy, I'm just suggesting, the fact that a goy cooked the Kamachal Ben Yisoy, and maybe it's not even royal lalos and shulchan malachi, make that case. You wouldn't serve somebody something that's barely edible. That doesn't demonstrate much friendship or camaraderie, because I was concerned about it. Anyway, but it's a machlokas rishonim today, is here in the Rashbor, but Nechanan, the Yesh Matirin. Source 50, look in the Ran, okay? The Ran and the Rif, in Avodah Zarah, Daf Tes, Ovid Beis, Vidap Rif, Eino, Oser, and so on, Kosar, Nechananel, the Sugi, the Shmaitz, the Chol, Shinech, Ovid, Chomin, Spashah, Yadol, Ad Kirei Machu, and so on, Mikwit, Chilos, Ovid, Gomri, Adab, Chomba, Oser, Afishing of Israel, Israel, okay. Afishiyeshal Acholkinlav. Even though there's some disagree, he also concludes like Rashba, Divrei Rabbeinu Chananel Iker. Okay, so that's how these Rishonim learn. However, the Rosh and Avodah Zarah Perek Beis in the Lamed Beis 51 is not. He's the Yesh Matir in the other way. Rashba Rosh is Mekel. Okay, the Rosh holds Risi Mashalosar and so on. So Veli Nira. Look at the end of the second line there, 51. The li nira de lahakel asu kemavushal olahachmir. Okay, we apply this lahakel olahachmir. Okay, and he has Raya said same thing. The Orchus Chaim, Ilchus Yisur Macholos Osama Gimel. Excuse me. He says the second line towards the end of 52. Towards the end of the second line of 52. Here in Siftes, says the Shulchan Aruch 53, okay, so he's machmir, like the Rabbeinu Chananel, the Rashba, and so on. He's machmir, it's machmir, yesh lesser, but he does have a kula, elein kenu, erev Shabbos, or Rav Yom Tov Shish Hefsid Meruba V'Dover. Mechaber says, well, there are some who are Mekel, if this is important, they Tzorech. And he says, V'yesh Matir V'chol Inyan, that's the Rosh, and so on, and some of Mekel all the way, and he quotes those, V'chein Nogin. At the end, he writes, the V'chein Nogin, the Mechaber, seems to be, to say we should be a Mekel on it. And the Shach points out to Kotni Dalad Yesh Matir Mchein Haskomas Rov HaPoskim. Rov HaPoskim are Mekel in this case, that we do say Machal, Yesh Matir Mchein. We are Mekel in this case, like the Rosh, we only say Kamachol Nisoy Lahachmir Amitel Lahakka Lo Lahachmir. Okay, so that's a Pesachit Shuva here. That the Shalom is Machmir about it. I didn't print it all, but he said Shalom is Machmir. Kiv Eger talks about fro. I didn't print it either. He talks about frozen food. Okay, you know that the what if the guy cooked it and it was frozen? But then again, that goes back to the reheating issue. Okay, but that's what we have here in Sif Tes. Move on to Sif Yud. Okay, Sif Yud. Here the Gemara says as follows. Same sugi again. Abu Dazar Lamed Chesna 55. Amr Yehuda or Shmuel. Iniach Yisrael al Bosa Gabi Cholim. We saw this Gemara already. Uba Ovi Kachavim. Okay. Behafachbo. Okay, you have do put the meat on the fire, on the coals, and the guy turned the meat over. Sometimes you have to turn the meat over to cook the other side. So it says it's mutter. That's not a problem of Bishal Akam. So more it says Echidam, Echidami. So he says, Elaim of the Elo Hafak Bahabi Bashil, if it would have cooked anyway, so Pshit it's mutter. What did the guy do? Elalav the Elo Hafak Lahabi Bishal, Lahabi Bashil, and if the guy hadn't turned it over, wouldn't have cooked. So my mutter, so why is Takin mutter? He's cooking it. So Bishul Shalom Chavim, it's regular Bishul Akam. So this Gemara says, Lo Tzricha the Elo Hafak Habi Bishul Betarti Shah. The hashtag kavos v'chadoshayt amal the same akuv bishul musi k'mashalon, making cook faster is not enough. That's what we mentioned. Okay, so in this context, I'm going to show you the Rashba in Torah Sabayis Hakotzer by Gimel Shara Zion 56. The first few lines are going back what we said before. Yirakos obas adam shishalko shibishos of the kavasurim because the chasus b'med ramur mehishes hischel of the kama gomer bishulo. Okay, that again, that's the Rosh Bo Shitoso above that, you know, that Machab and Yisoy is a threshold between Lahakab and Lahakab. He says shlish bishul like Rashi, and at least by bishul akum. That's the mechaber pasuk. Okay, that's point one. Then again, that's like the ben chanana. That's like the Rashbo we had above. But then he writes our case. Iniach Yisrael al gabi bicholim omamos. The Jew put the meat on coals, which were not the right word in English. They were not embers, but they were going out. You know, they were weakening. That must be a technical term. I think for coals. Okay, the coals were weaker. It wasn't enough, the heat and the coals, not enough to cook the meat properly. Okay? Whatever the food was. So okay, now the guy poked the coals around, stoked the coals, and now produced more fire, and now there, as a result, the food cooked, and that's a problem, it's awesome. She calls Shalom Hayayachal Lovel, the Machab and Yusoy, Banachis Israel. Something which would never have gotten cooked, even to the point of Machab and Yusoy, right? Achila Edchak, Mushal Tzas, something which wouldn't have gotten to that point, Banochas Yisrael, through the Jew putting it down, Ein Hanachoso Nechsheves Leklum. Putting it there is zero. And Hareze Kilev Hiniach Ovikom Gomer Akum. Okay? Now, Hiniach Yisrael Gabi Or, Hiniach Ovikom Lishmor, Rahavik Bobaini, Odeim Silko Ovikom Ala Or Achilov, Hila Machab and Yusoy, Lav Hareze Mutter. What if there's a suffix? Maybe took it off. Okay, we're suffix. We're not machmir. Suffix shall bring who and kur. That's the Rosh Bo. So Shulchan Aruch paskins that way. Sif Yud, okay. Sif Yud. Iniach Yisrael on 57. Iniach Yisrael al gabe gecholim omamos. Again, the Jew put the food on, you know, coals that were going out. Okay, shelo hayorel is basha and kamachom in the soil. It wasn't enough heat. We would have cooked it even partially. Uba overcome kamachom is basha osir. Now, I don't really have an answer. The Ramah should have said here, you know, that according to us, it's not a problem. Again, according to Ramah, you know, the Jew doesn't have to do something that actually contributes significantly. It's only that he did something. He did do something. He put it on the coal. So the Ramah would seem to argue he doesn't mention anything here. That presumably maybe covered it earlier. But that's the, unless you want to say this is less than nothing. This is less than, you know, didn't do anything to contribute to fire. Put it in a place where it wasn't going to cook at all. So I put the food down on the table. It's not going to cook on the table either, so you can't say that that's part of the cooking process. I'm not sure. I don't really know what the Ramah would say in this case. Okay, he doesn't comment in the Shulchan Aruch here in Sif Yud. And according to what he said above, you could argue, okay, he said that all you got to do is play some minimal role. maybe putting it on coals which were not enough to do anything. It's like zero. That's like a zero act. And I, you know, didn't do anything. Maybe even though I'm over to God. I'm not sure. Let's explore that. Okay, that's Sif Yud. Sif Yud Aleph, okay, is the second part of that Rosh Bo, end of that Rosh Bo that we saw before in the Bayis HaKotzer. And there's a suffix, did the guy take it off or not? So here, we have the following. Again, we saw this Gemara yesterday. But it's all Alam Ches Manal, very bottom of the page, source 58, bottom of the page, Alam Ches Manal, covered over the base. Tanya Mehochi, Menechisol, Bosa Gabin Khan, Uba Ovid Kochoma, Hapit Bach, Evison, Mesakness, Mesamedish. The guy is watching it, he's playing around with it, he's doing something, waiting for the Jew to come back from school, from the base medish, wherever. Ain't a choshish, not a problem. Shofesis Isha Kadera Gabin Kira. The woman put a pot on a stove. The woman's come back where she is. It's also all okay. All good. Okay. Again, I pointed out yesterday that you see in the days of the Gemara, when it came to pots, it's when a woman it came to grilling, it's when a man. That's the practice to this day in most homes. When the woman does a lot of the cooking, and when it comes to grilling and a barbecue, suddenly the man's involved. All right. Anyway, so you see that remark over that in the Gemara, if you want one. But anyway, that's the case. We saw that yesterday. So the Rashba and the Bayis Aruch, again, Bayis Gimel Shar Zayin 61. The Rashba, it's a continuation of the, I'm sorry, it's the same place, but we're not continuation. It's a continuation of something he said earlier. Okay, he writes, V'heicha dinich yisol gabi kolom v'bor nachav v'hapu v'eino yodea. Eino yodea im silko me'al gabar v'zirim la. Yeah, question. Oh, sorry. Okay. V'eino yodea im silko Now, Gabe Orbe, Zirim Lab, Mistaber, the Ain Chosel, the Kachdah, the Sveika, the Rabbanon, Hula Kula. Again, like we saw at the end of 56, the suffix shall be Brahim, that was in the Bayis of Kotzer, here in the Bayis Horach. Sveika, the Rabbanon, we're Makel. Okay? And he quotes that Gemara as well. You see that it's not a problem. You don't have to worry that maybe he took it up. That's what means the Ain Chosheshes. Funny language, Ain Chosheshes, Ain Chosheshes, the Yisrael that left it on the grill, or the woman that left it on the oven, stovetop. There ain't no choshesh. There don't have to be choshesh. And maybe he turned. You know, maybe he did something to cancel, so to speak, the Jews' act. If you don't know that it happened, you don't have to worry about it. That's how Shulchan Aruch rules in Sif Yud Aleph, 62. Hineach Yisrael al gabei ha'esh. Hineach ovikom l'shomro. V'hafach bo. V'ein yodeo yaduim silko ovikom achshel ovigil amachom nisoy. Mutter v'sofek divrein v'hakel. V'chein kol sofek v'shule ovikom l'chiyotzebo mutter. Hey, all sveikas are cool as here. Okay? We can make it because, again, the whole din of Bishlach and Darbonon, sveikas Darbonon, the kula. Shach is caught in Tezvav, writes, who be'inyan she'ain lochus bo she'chliv on a carbon kolka, can't cause a post. Don't have to worry about it. Okay? And the Tazids, even if there's a subject, the Tazids caught in Yeralef, not only from the Supik about what the Goy did, but even if the Supik did the Jew stoke the coals or not. Look at 64, the Tazids caught in Yeralef. You're not sure whether the Jew, we had already an assumption, at least in those days, people would always be throwing stuff into the fire. So, but if you have a suffix about it, he said, it's going to be Makel on Bishalakum as well. And that's what we have in Sif Yud Aleph. Okay? Sif Yud Beis. Sif Yud Beis. We start talking about fish. Okay, Sif Yud Beis is talking about fish. And the issue is salted fish. So the Gemara says, we saw this also, but now we'll go into detail next couple of sifim here. Again, I'm going through this quickly because it's, again, it's just applications and different extensions of the din, not too difficult. Gemara says, on Lamed Ches Manal 65, Amar Asim Arab, Dogim Kitanim Meluchim, Ein Bahem Bishul Ovdei Kochavim. There's no problem with Bishul Akum by if someone cooks salted fish. Okay, if the guy cooks salted fish. Okay, and if you have the fish, and before the and then the it was assaulted, so then there's no problem bishulakum if the goy then cooked it. Okay, Rashi explains meluchim why because nechalan kemos shehein machmas meluchim because these small fish can really be eaten raw. They're in a category once they're salted, it's like sardines and these kind of things. Once they've been spiced up, you can eat them even raw. So therefore, they're in the category of davar shenechal kamol shulchai, and there's no problem with bishul akum, even if subsequently cook them up. The guy subsequently cooked it up, but it's nechal kamol shulchai because of the melach, because it was salted, whatever is spiced up, so pickled or whatever, then it's not going to be probably shalakim if it's subsequently cooked. Okay, and that's how the Rashbor writes again in the Bayis Aruch, Bayis Gimel Shar Zayin 67, Amar Vasim Rav, Dogim, Ketan Malucha, Ebra, Mishu, Mishu, Nachem, Klomar, Im Bishlem, Nachem, Lefishe, Nechon, Kamo, Sheikhaim. Rashbor says it be fairish. Okay, the guy cooked it up afterwards, but it's not a problem with Bishalakim because they're edible once having been salted or spiced. They're edible as it is, and therefore the Bishal doesn't contribute, and therefore it's mutter. That's how the Rashbor explains. And that's how Shulchan Aruch rules in Siv, good base. Okay, 68. Dogim ketanim shemochan Yisrael over kochavim. Harei hein kemoshin is bashlo mixas bishul. Like they're already cooked. Like they're already partially cooked. The fact that they were now salted, treated, spiced, whatever was done to make them edible before actually cooking them on a fire, since they're edible now, it's like already partially cooked. Being solon over the kochavim afterwards, okay, they're first salted and then cooked. The guy then cooked it. Then solon over kochavim acharken mutarim. And it's mutter. Okay, now before we go weiter in the Shulchan Aruch, so look what the Taz writes in the Yud Beis. Okay, the Taz writes, Taz says, the Kevan Shinechon Koshin Chayna de Malicha, Ebra Mishum Bishol Kachavim. Okay, now, what if the guy was the one who salted it? You're telling me that salting it, spicing it, whatever, that already makes it partial bishul, right? Like the language of Shulchan Aruch, harein kishmoshin is bashul mitzas bishul. So if the guy did that, what if the guy treated it? The guy salted the fish. So maybe that's what we call bishul akum, because we're saying that the fact that it's salted and spiced already renders it partially cooked, then it should be probably bishul akum. So the Taz says, no. He says, v'al ha-malicha t'chila lo gozu, shelo gozu rak be-bishul shayidei ha-esh. That's an important point that Taz makes. We'll consider that cooked, partially cooked, with regards to saying that afterwards, any further cooking, any actual cooking done by the guy is not going to become bishalakim because the stuff's already edible as it is. But the act of salting it that made it edible, again, salting, spicing, whatever, that made it edible, that is not going to be called, even if that was done by the guy, that's not going to be called bishalakim because the whole gzera of bishalakim was only that's what the Taz points out. Then he says, "Ain't lahakshos. I feel like the Aish ain't kam bishul come. The Armina Gemara dogim tanim ainam olam shulchan alachem." But then the Gemara asked a question. The Taz asked a question. One second. What do you have to come up with this whole thing for? Okay, that they lo gozu the Aish and so on, and therefore any subsequent, even after it's been so. Two things, right? If the guy salts it, that's not called bishul. But Lamaisa, if it is salted, it's no more problem. Bishalakum. We had that Gemara, was it? We had it the other day. The Gemara about Azor Dav Lamaches, the Sur and the Pubadisa, right? They were talking about Dogim Ketanim, and the Gemara there said that these Dogim Ketanim are not Olal Shulchan Malachim anyways. So that's what the Taz is, what are you talking about? That was one of the things, that was one of the reasons in the Gemara that these Dogim were okay. Remember, we had the Surah said, and the Pampadisa people, and so on. We discussed that at length last week. So the Taz, yes, what do you mean? They're not all on Shulchan Aruch anyway. So the whole Puri have to come up with all this thing. It's salted, but the salting is not called Bishul, but the Lamaisa, the salting makes it already Bishul, partially Mevushul, so that any subsequent cooking is not Bishul. It's all very nice, but what do you need it for? Right? That's the Taz's kasha. They ain't lahakshos. Okay, do I feel like they are in kan Bishul, come to Harmina, be Gemara, Dog, and Ketanim, ain't about all Shulchan Aruch. So the Taz writes, "Tirtz Beis Yosef, the Acher Hamalicha Olin Hay." No, because the Gemara was talking about the Dogim Ketanim before Malicha, right? These small fish by themselves, they're not all up. Once they've been salted, they're tasty. Because you serve herring or whatever, sardines, they are all Shulchan Malachim at that point. That's why I need to come on to this. In other words, once it's salted, Taka is all Shulchan Malachim. That's the Beis Yosef. Rashal Tirtz, the Enam Ketanim Legamre. These are different sized fish than the ones, the different types of fish that the Gemara was talking about. Other territory. So more of a chosni, the bach, zal tirits, the hamin, the osun dogan, and tanim la olam. The ain chashuvan, avlamin shu goro acharka, ain olam kozman shu tanim. He said, when the Gemara talks about dogan tanim, it means the fish that were caught before they grew to full size. In other words, they're supposed to be big fish, but you got them out of the ocean before they were fish, before their fish grew to full length. So that is called dogan tanim. Those are takim. Not olal shulchan malachim. It's olal shulchan malachim. They have a fish. It's a piece of fish. So then that's olal shulchan malachim. These small fish. But says the Bach, Taz quoted the Bach, There are some fish that are naturally very small. Those ones are all Shulchan Malachim. All right, you have different teretz why they're all Shulchan Malachim. You like the Beis Yosef, that the salting is made them all Shulchan Malachim, or like the Rashal, they're different, not that small, they're different sizes and so on, and the Bach, somewhat similar. The Marashal says there are different types of fish. When we said dog and ketanim are not all Shulchan Malachim, means dog and ketanim, which are of the species that grow bigger, and you're not taking them out of the water first. And when we're talking here about the but dog and ketanim here, they're always dog. That's how big they grow, the small fish. All right, so that's what the Taz says, the Shach. All right, and so Kotten Tezayin also raised the same problem. He quotes the Bach. Okay, you can see the same thing. They're not, you know, so gives it a territory. Okay. The Aruch HaShulchan, in Sif Chav Vav here in Sif Kuf Yud Gimel 71, Bir Dirayim, okay, the Afal Gav, the Dog and Tanab Alavich, and the Torah of Nation, all HaShulchan Malachim, same question, Gisa Gemara, Moshe Kozim Sif Yud, Zeu, Kimi Bimin, HaGadolim, Shkisha Odom Ketanen, that's only talking, like the Bach says, by fish, which are naturally grow big, but they were still small. Then, Ein Ba Meshuch HaShivas, and he gives examples. Okay, platkes, I don't know what it is. Avamine dogim ktanim, shezehu etzem gidula. But you have small fish, if that's how big they grow, that's what they are. The aim is gotten on the sukkamo, herring. They don't get any bigger than that. That's how big they go. And he quotes other types of fish. Then they are choshim, then they are olashuch malachim. And then he has velachena hetem ibnei melichosim. He kind of combines the two reasons. So they had become mutter. The salt makes them, the spice of the treatment makes them mutter. Okay, we get the idea. Now that's as far as dogim ketanim are concerned. Okay. What about other dogim? So here the Gemara says bigger fish, which they also treated. So here the Gemara says this is all still Sifyut Beis. It's in the second part of Sifyut Beis. Apparently the bigger fish have a different din. Okay, bigger fish, just salting them to spice them up is not enough because there's much more meat to it. Okay, so the Shulchan Aruch, the Gemara says on the same Sugya Lama Chesmah Beis, Yosef Dima Amar Echad Dog Maliach Echad Beitz Atzli will come to the egg afterwards. Chizkio Bar Kapar Sharu. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan also. So here Rashi is Dog Maliach Shemalcho Ovid Kochavim Uba Malichasa Hu Nechal Below Bishol. What about fish that? That they're edible now without any further cooking. So Chizkiah says it's mutter, the lav hu bishul. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, that's usher if the guy did the malich, again, as we told him before, shemolcho b'kochavim, Rabbi Yochanan osar, Yochanan says the zeu bishulo. That's the bishul. So we're repassing again, Chizkiah is makel, the lav hu bishul, the salting is not called bishul. And Chizkiah is makel, Rabbi Yochanan is machmer, but that's called bishul. So Rashbo on the bias the Aruch by Gal Gimel Shar Zion 74. Paskin the Chizkia, Lodag Melech Hilchos of Chizkia Bar Kapor, the Shoro, the Rabbim, right? There's two of them, Chizkia and Rabbi Avo, Chizkia and Bar Kapor against Rabbi Yochanan. And he says that others, those who disagree, right? And then he says, anybody, you can't pass Rabbi Yochanan because Chizkia was a Rebbe of Yochanan, ain't Kalachot Ketamon Bokam Rab. All right. We'll look at the Swara though. Is as follows. Look in the bias of Kotzer 75, same place bias Gimel Shar Zayin. Bishel dogim gedol and meluchim. Afo pishish mitzas anashim ochlosan chayim mitnei melchosan achiluzu achilas ad chaki. We were mechalek. We said small fish. Okay, look, you know, again, we said small fish. We all agreed based on the Gemara, and that's the Shulchan ruled at the beginning of Sifud Beis, right? Look back in 65, the Amar Basim were of dogim ketanim meluchim. Ain't by mishum mishulim to but here we're talking about dogim gedolim. Here we're talking about larger fish. So the Rashba says bishel dogim gedolim meluchim. They were salted already. So doesn't that make them edible? No, it only makes edible the small fish. But big fish, which have lots of meat on it, the spicing and the salting is not really enough to make it edible without actual cooking. So the Rashba writes bishel dogim gedolim meluchim afal pishish mitzas anash mochnos ochayan machmas milchan achilu zu achilas hadchaki. Okay, so it's kind of hard, baby. Eina achila, ficha bishlo, we go to Marayan Asurin. Okay, v'yesh me'acham shetiru, some are mekel, harishon nira ikar. So Rashboa is paskening, when it comes to big fish, even though you've salted it or spiced it or whatever, that's not enough. Now, is that different today with sushi? I don't know what the type of fish it is. It was tuna, I guess, but I'm not sure, you know, if that's going to make a difference. you know, in terms of that. But most, but they're very small pieces. I'm not sure. But it's a big piece of fish. That's from a big fish, and you just salted and treated it. That's usually not enough to make it edible. That was the assumption, anyway. There are much more. So the Shulchan Aruch continues, finishing off Sifkiyot Beis 76. Aval dogim meluchim gedolim einam nechom eladat chak. Salted fish, a big piece of fish, and that's not really, it's barely edible. It's been treated, it's been spiced, but that's barely edible. Eladat chak. So that's not considered nechol, and therefore lefichak in slan ovdim chomer. But Goy then roasts it or cooks it up. A suviyesh matirin, okay. And Ramah adds, "V'chein kol dover shenechal chai aydet chak u'bishlov k'chovim dino k'dogim gedolim." He says, "Well, there are some things which people eat raw, but not regularly, and it's not the most normal people would need it, or the most circumcised person would need it. Then it has a din of dogim gedolim, and that would not be qualified for nechal k'moshu chai." And then he writes, as far as meat is concerned, u'bosser maluach en nechal kal k'moshu chai. The also in this passage they come from meat. Meat, nobody eats raw meat. Okay, nobody eats raw meat. Okay, the Taz, the cotton, the Gimel, says, well, man, some will do. Okay, some will say, Molcho Harbe, if you salted the meat very much, Mishtab, Melech, Zman Rab, and the salt sat, the meat sat in the salt for a long time, and maybe the, it's Ruin Lachila, Belobish, I don't know. Because maybe, I don't know, like, some people like their chopped meat, you know, raw. Whatever, again, somewhat subjective, but generally speaking, people don't eat raw meat at all, even if it's salt. But sometimes you make a hamburger, chopped meat, you know, has salt and other stuff in it, and you can eat it. Other raw meat you can't eat, you know, you can't chew it. But chopped meat, you know, is very finely chopped, so maybe that would be in that category. Anyway, just to summarize, so by dogim ketanim is edible al yidei melicha. So once it's nimlach, any further bishul is mutter. Dogim gedolim, some say the same, and they say no because it's edible only the edchak, and therefore it's going to be osir if the guy cooked it subsequently. Okay, so that is siv yud bay, siv yud gimel. So here we have the following, well, it harkens back to our basr chalav days. What if you prepare it with other types of not cooking and not roasting? Let's say smoking. That's the Yerushalmi and the Dorim. I took an edit, that's why it's there, not to eat it. It says in the Dorim Perek Vav Alach Aleph 78, Rabbanan de Kisrin Shalom Me'ushan Ma'u Shehebo Mishum Bishule Goyim. What if it was smoked? The food was you know, smoked food. That's how it was cooked. It's not regular cooking over the fire. It's smoked. Okay, was there a problem of Bishulakum there? Now it seems to me, and you can look up the Yerushalmi, that it was a Baidel of Shita there. But you know, I'm not sure. But the Rashba didn't learn it that way. The Rashba. Yeah, the Rama and the Rashba and the Bayis Aruch Bayis Gimel Shar Zion 79 quotes Yerushalmi did a darim perik another mevushal. That's the case there, right? The guy took a neder not to eat mevushal food that's mevushal, so can eat steamed smoked food. Okay, anybody see quotes Yerushalmi be meushan she ain bo mishum mevushal nachem. Again, I didn't see it there. I looked up, I thought there was a question, but all right, that the Rashba maybe is a different gear, so maybe that's understood from the Maskon of the Gemara there. But there's no problem mishul akim mishul akum. If it's smoked, okay? And the Rambam says, Mefurish, Hilchos Macholos Asuris Perk Yitzayin Aloch Yitzayin, 80, Dog Shemolcho Akum, Upero Sheishnon, smoked fruit, Ad Shechshon Lechila, Arei Elu Mutoran, and he says explicitly, Meliach Eino Kiroseach Zerizu, Vamaushon Eino Kimavushal. The Rambam is explicit. You don't say, you know, all those things that we said by Bas Mechalav and by other things, you know, the Malach Kiroseach and you know, the Mushas, we like Mushas and Kavish Mushas, all these things, the Rambam says explicitly that they were not included in this Gezerah. So we're defining Bishul here, okay, you know, smoking means it's, you know, there's an oven and so on, but it's smoked, okay? Then that's the, by Bas Mechalav, we said Al Kapon, it's also Rabbonim, right? I mean, that's what we learned, if you remember. Back in the beginning of Hilchos Bas Mechalav, this kind of Tikkun Ochlin, to smoke and so on, it may not be the Raisa Bishul. We talked about Korban Pesach and other things. It may not be the Raisa, but it's certainly the Rabbanan. But by Bishul Akum, we're Mekel, okay? And we're Mekel on it, all right? Because we want Dafka Bishul and not Kavash Kemaluach or all these other things, all right? That's what the Rambam says. So Shulchan Aruch rules here in Sukkot and Sif Yud Gimel, 81, Dog Shemolchu Over Kochovim, Upera Sheishnan, Ad Shechshir Machila, Ayelo Mutarin, the Maluach, the language of the Rambam, the Maluach Eno Kurosit Mizerizu, Ramush Eno Kurushal, And the Rambam adds, "Agam kavosh ene kavoshul d'lo asur elabishol shel eish." Only thing which is directly on the fire. That's the only thing that's included in this bishul akum. So that's an important ruling here. Okay, the shach. It's in quote in Yurches 82. And umash umir mash from the afabi shalosh neisol in bishul kavam also. But again, we're going to say the chumra the other way. Okay, again, that goes back. We talked before about the dogim and the other things. What about the other way? What if the Jew smoked it? Okay, and now the goy cooked it. So if smoking is not enough to call it bishul akum, if the goy did the smoking, so it won't be enough to take it out of the category of bishul akum for, you know, if the goy then cooked it, right? Doing the dogim and dolim. But Yisrael Heter, it says the other way. He says it doesn't matter. I feel ishtam obikom bishul achak moshari. Okay, that's what he says over there. I do want to point out, I printed a couple of recent tshuvas, Sweet Eish, 83. Chelik Beis in Chav Beis, Vad Yosef in Yabia Omer, Chelik Hei, Chelik Radis in Tes, in Oz Hei. This is a question, this is very much no Gail Lamaisa, this issue, because industrially, okay, when they have canned vegetables, they buy a can, you know, canned string beans, or canned corn, canned peas. These things are cooked, okay? Industrially, they're cooked. It's not a problem of bishul akum, but basically, they're not really cooked over the fire. There's something called a retort, okay? Which how they cook up vegetables, all right? So many in the industry uses, it's a form of steaming, okay? It's through something called a retort, and it's not normally done, it's not done in the normal fashion of cooking. When you buy canned beans, canned string beans, canned corn, I don't know all the canned vegetables, many canned vegetables. Again, industrially, okay, they're manufactured that way. They're cooked, okay, but they're not cooked directly over the fire. They're cooked somehow in the can or before putting in the can, and they have the retort to steam them, okay? So that's where this is very much nogea halach lamaisa. That would not be a problem of bishul akum, okay? Again, you know, we talked about smoked. This is not smoke. This is steam. It's not quite the same thing. We look at the Gemara Nedarim, Yusham Nedarim back in 78, it's one Ma'ushan. But the Tshuva, the Sweet Eish, Chal Beis, Chal Beis, 83, Mashashal, Kol Torosu, Ingeish, Bezem, Shemru Akum, Faridu, Mashkar, Akum, Jebishai, they Kitor. Kitor is like, no, that's steam. That's not, you know, that's not the same as smoke. But he said, anyway, Bishai, they Kitor, Eino, Osem, Yishu, Bishal Akum. Okay? That's his point. Okay. So he's Mekel on this. Rabbi Yosef in a different Shuba, and then that next Shuba, 84, Rabbi Omer Chelek Hei, Chelek Yersin Tes, talks about tuna fish in cans. In canned tuna fish. Okay. Maskona de Dina, they'll say, Chafal Pisha Ein Lahate Dagi Tun Bekusos Mishum Bishule Goyim. He says, it is a problem. Okay, canned tuna is a problem. Bishul akum, tuna, he says. We call mokum with sardinim. Okay, by sardines, the sardinim shem dogim ketanim yesh lohakel. Hain, number one, mitam shein ol shulchan malachim. Hain, mitam shem ashnin osam osnei bishulam. They smoked them first. Vein mimushan din bishul goyim. Yesh lohosim osnif lohakel. Quotes of Aritatz, which I mentioned before. But I just want to point out, so the tuna has to have some sort of a hechsher. Again, it's a big question about tuna. Shechter once wrote an article many years ago, a different issue, okay, about canned tuna. The issue there is that the Tendler, the Fala Rocha, had a problem with a lot of canned tuna. They have dolphins meat inside. That's why a lot of the tunas now in the can say dolphin-free. We're concerned about dolphins. And so Reshecht, anyway, has an article, and it's in English. I think it's in an RJJ journal. It's also definitely in Hebrew, one of the earlier Masoret journals. And I think it's in one of Sfarim also. I think we printed it in the, maybe Vikvet Zon, or I forgot which one. I don't remember which Sefer, but he has a Binyan Kashrus.
I thought it was in Ginas Echo.
Maybe, I forgot. Yeah, it's one of the ones. Kashus Dag Hatuna Bekufsos. It talks about these issues. Anyway, the other thing I wanted to bring out from the, I'm not saying not, I don't remember. I would say for 10. Originally, it was in a Masoret journal. Anyway, and I think it's in English from RJJ, maybe, I don't remember now. Anyhow, what I just said talks about, it's another Snifla Hoppa from the Maritats. I think I mentioned the other day, the Maritats, in general, is Mako when it's industrially produced. Okay, because it's similar to pas palter, right? I have no idea who cooked it. I mean, if I buy a can of Starkist tuna, I'm not going to suddenly fall in love with Mrs. Starkist or with Mr. Starkist's daughter, right? I mean, it's so far removed. It's so that's the Maritat quotes it. Shugam b'din b'shulei goyim kol shalokech min a palter. Again, it's not technically a baker, but I mean, industrially produced. Moshach b'chas and shapet dami. Nice, and therefore you allow vegetables, other things like that. So that's the cool of the Maritat. So Rav Yosef goes on to say, he quotes the Chidah and others, you know, the Mashbetz and others who disagree. So no, the whole cool is going by bread because it's high in effort. Since we talked about cools like Pasakum. So ultimately rejected the Maritats, but he says in the next page, at the end of 184, but if you have other Snifim Lahakel, so then you can serve that Maritats also. Okay. Anyway, that's the...
And he's quoted the Maritats of Vantar Sardines, but not tuna.
I think even tuna, maybe. I'm not sure, actually.
So he comes out as a Snif Lahakel, but he still thinks it's usher?
Because I think he has the other coolers don't apply there. I have to look at the chubik, but I think the other coolers he has don't apply. It's only a Snif Lahakel, but it's not enough to make it by itself. More correctly. One thing I want to add, it's not in the chorus, but the microwave question, okay? For Goya, this is that I mentioned to you that the son of the Ba'al Shulchan, the Ba'al Shulchan is the Fievel Cohen, the son of Benjamin Cohen, has written in the very same style like his father on different things, including Bishul Akum, called Chalkus Benjamin. So he has, talks about microwave, there's room to make for the microwave. Okay, the room to be lenient. He says a microwave actually has no fire at all. Even by smoking and steaming, there's fire. Microwave has no fire at all. Okay, and also one could argue, I don't remember whether he says this or not, but they don't serve stuff that was cooked in a microwave. Now the question is, that enough for heter? Because usually it's talking about the type of food, not how it's prepared. Okay, but it could be that... something in microwave, the presidential dinners, they're not serving microwave food. So, okay, again, does that matter? Or do you go by the food, that the food itself is royal halos and shulchan
halachim? You would think that it's only about the food. If you're going to be mitzarif other things, I mean, the quality of food that we eat is never going to be the same quality that's on shulchan halachim. They have the best of everything.
I hear. Okay. Then the next, that's what you have in Sifyut Gimel. See, the dollar we alluded to earlier, what about a beitza, an egg? Okay, so the Gemara tells a strange story again, same sugya, Lamed Ches and Beis, Nevo Lazar, 85. Gemara has Uchia Parava, Ikla the Bey Reish Kalusa, Amalei Beitza Tzluya Ma. What about the roasted egg? Egg roasted by Amalehu, Chiske Bar Kapor, Shara, Riochan Rosa, same machok as before. Chiske Bar Kapor were Mekel, and Riochan was Machmir. Ain't Dover Shachar, Makom Shtayim. Here the Gemara says, okay, they're outvoted. Riochan was outvoted. Okay, Rashi explains 86. Of Rosh Hashanah Ches Beis, Beitz Tzliyah Shitzola Shitzola over Kachavim. The guy roasted the egg up, cooked the egg up. So Bar Kapora Shor, why? Hol Belia Ochel Diday. Because you can swallow an egg. Some people drink raw eggs. I don't know, Chazan wants to get his voice, or it's supposed to be cholesterol, build up your cholesterol, whatever. I don't know. Some people will drink it, by itself. Okay, so it's a nechal kamo shulchai. Anyway, that's how we paskin. But Amalu Rav Zvid said to the house of Reish Kalusa, "Lo tatisle, don't listen. That's not true." Because Hachem Arbaya Hilchus of Kavos of Yochanan. In this particular case, we paskin like this. Some noise there. Okay. Anyway, in this particular case, we paskin like of Yochanan. And the Gemara has a strange ending. Ashkuya neguta dechalav anoch nafshi. The people in the house, Rashi explains, the Hanukkah Beirish Kalusim, the Lo Abamalo Mishum the Achmer Elayu. They didn't like Rav Zvid's piping in and saying that it's Osir. So the people in the house of the Reish Kalusa, maybe they were the Goyim, I don't know. Maybe they, I don't know what they were, but they drank, gave him to drink Neguta the Chala, some cup of vinegar or something, something poisonous. No, actually, he died from it. Okay, that's called not liking somebody's psak. I mean, it was machner, and therefore they killed him. But it means literally that's some discussion about. But anyway, they don't like his psak. How do we pass halacha l'maisa? So there's a Tosis Nirvamis, and Daf Mem Vav Ben Aleph, 87. Okay. Talking about this issue. Fine. Quote second one over the Zohar that we mentioned before. But at the end, he says about the Hod, the Osim Yochanan, Hosom. Okay. Isn't it, you know, Nechol Oshu Chai? I mean, it should be okay. That Beitza Afal Gav, the Roy Legoma, Ain Zuachila Chashuva. Called the proper, yeah, there's some people, I don't know, chazonim or singers or whatever, want to get their voice in shape. That's not called achila chashuva. So that's not called nechal kamo shuchai. Okay, that's not called nechal kamo shuchai. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins here in Sifri Yudal 88, beitza afal pisha roi legoma chaya, in bisho v'chom asura. Asura. And again, the Taz, Yudal says, because atam, achilo alidet chaki. Okay, now one second. What we had regarding the big piece of fish back in Sifri Beis, that's the Taz's next question. Back in Sifri Beis, we were Mechalek, and we said the big piece of fish, they're also Achila Adchak. And some say it's, that's enough to say that it's okay, that it's not a Bishal Akum problem. So why is it any different here? Why aren't there Yesh Matirin here? That's what the Taz wonders. Okay. The Afli Yesh Matirin, the Sifri Beis, Bedogim Gedolim, Modim over here. Khan with tomorrow, hamar and bitter fruit, and so on. Shikan ena nechol da docha godol. Not just chak, it's docha godol. It's a bigger chak. Okay. Anyway, so eggs are subject to bishul akum. In fact, and certainly they're all shulchan malachim. They have, you know, I'm sure the breakfast, you know, state breakfast, they'll have scrambled eggs or omelets or whatever. Okay, so they're all shulchan malachim. I do want to point out the poskim note that. Eggs, that's eggs, but eggs as an ingredient, okay? Eggs are many times ingredient in things. Eggs as an ingredient, that's not a problem with Bishul Akum. If something else, which is not Olal Shulchan Malachim, has eggs mixed in, it's not going to nullify the whole thing because the egg is not nikar. When you're mixing eggs into this, your egg, like cake or whatever, the eggs are not the nikar. The only thing is, one could argue if the egg is nikar, let's say French toast, the eggs is nikar, it's right on top of it, so maybe that would be a problem. There it is, Nickers. So that's the story with eggs. Okay? So that was Sif Yud Dalet. Sif Tezvo. All right, again, talking about fruits. Again, these are all applications of the dinim. More again, all in Avodah Zarah, Lamechesim Beis, 90. Bo'o Minei, Merav Asi, Hani, Ahini, Shlike, Daramoy, Mai. Okay, certain types of fruits, okay? So chulia lo tibayoch devadashar sweet, okay. Rashi says chulia 91 mesukim devadashar dimishum mishul chom are nechon chayin. They're edible raw. They're sweet. These sweet fruits are edible as it is. Tibayoch the meriri lo tibayoch devadashiri. If they're too bitter to eat raw, many things you wouldn't eat raw because it's too bitter when you eat it raw. But it's good when you cook it up. So then it's vada osir ki tibayoch mitzio. What about it's in the middle? Right, it's nechol and chayon ledchak. It's the same question before. Okay, my Ramalei, my Tibolu or Gavasi, Mono, the Rebbe also rather Mono Levi. Okay, Levi Asi. Okay, but again, look at Rashi. Kuloi lo Tibolach Misukim Vade Shoru. Tivi Shum Shor Komar in nechol and chayon. Meririn ain't nechol and Mushulma Maskon. Right, the cooking is what gets the bitterness out. Certain vegetables, certain fruits are too bitter to eat raw, but if once you cook it up, it makes it sweeter. That's for sure going to be a problem. The question is, what about mitzioi? What about things in the middle? Nechon chayim. So that's the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch Paskins and Siman Kivud Gimel Sif Tezvav here, 92. Tomorrow, Hamorim Ktsas, She'em Nechon Ved Chak, Im Bishon Chom Asurim. They're a little bitter, but they're going to be Asur. Okay? Natan says, Katam Da, Sikot Nidawa, Tam Da, Chile Ded Chaki. And even again, the Yesh Matir with the Dogim, well, these are different again because I did Ochagoro, same times as before. Okay, so that's what we have in Sif Tezvah. Finally, Sif Tezayin talks about the Kalim. What about Kalim, which were used for Bishalakum? In case of Bishalakum, the food is usher, what's the story with the Kalim? That's the question. Kalim used for Bishalakum. Is there Bliya? Is the Bliya of Bishalakum? Again, the food itself, let's recall. The food itself is 100% kosher ingredients. No problem, 100% black kosher. Whatever it is. Okay, the food itself. So now what happens to the bliya? It's a kosher pot and it's kosher food. So one could argue, okay, now they eat the food because of the gzeira of chasas and so on and so forth, but will the bliyas of Bishul Akum, will the bliya make it a problem? That's what's dealt with here in Sif Tezayin. So the finishing to finish the simon. Okay, so the Bayis Ha'orach, Vayis Gimel Shar Zayin 94. Ulinyan Kalim Shabishwa of the Kalam the Fanenu Dover Shesh Pashmujunachim Mistabra Shetzrichim Hechsher. The stomach is going to have to kasha the Kalim. The Chol Shasur Chachamim Platos Asur also anything which any types of food which the Chachamim say are usher, and that's the case here. It doesn't matter why it's usher. The bottom line is this is not considered. This is considered food that's usher to eat. So therefore, any blia is also going to be a problem. The Chol Shasur Chachamim Platos also Asur Kamo. The Afilu Shum Nashalgid, right? Shum Nagid. And the Minah Kedoshim also Taros and Bemitos Guba Bemitziro wrote what became Kol Yisun Shaliran Kekachol of Minah Shalnochem. And things we discussed earlier in this year. Also a lot of Drabanans, but we assume all the Drabanans, but we assume that it's also Drabanans. Therefore, the Bli is also also. It says Ba'afal Pi Shal also Mishal Al Mishum Gzeres Benosayin Lekal Amem Hashem Bikid Hashem Mishum Chasas. He says, you're going to tell me, yeah, but one second. He gives you a swara at this time. He says, you're going to tell me, well, this is different. There's a different type of Rabbanan. Because the whole concern is, you're going to be friendship with the guy. It's going to lead to chasas. But you're not going to invite somebody over to participate of your blias, right? To use your pots. In other words, you could argue that the whole logic doesn't apply. Right, you can argue the whole logic doesn't apply. So afal pi shelo asu mishal mishum gzeres benosayin lekel amemer sheim gil mishum chasus el begufan mamish. I mean, lekel amemer that he says like, come on, but logical, you could say that. You could say the whole gzera was not on was on actually food mamish, was not on blias, not inviting somebody over and then establish a friendship over blias in a pot. Okay, but he said no, because if we say that, then we should only say we should have made like. Again, we saw some Mishnah who did make that chilek, Rabbi Avram, but he said we should only say Ochel beBeis Hashanachri Inami beIr, but B'Sodei Inami beLokech beOchel beBeis Hashisrael Lo. Right? You have other cases where there's not going to be any type of contact. We should be makel on Bishlag. We're not. Okay. Anyway, so he says he doesn't accept the kula. V'Tama the Chol she'asu Chachamim Gein Doraisa asu the Rashbo writes. Okay, and Hilchach he writes Tzorach liZoyer. We have non-Jews in the house. Okay, we discussed they shouldn't cook for the kids. What do they cook for themselves? They cook kosher food. They cook for themselves. Okay, the non-Jewish lady wants to have lunch. She's not going to feed the kids. Fine. She wants to cook for herself. It'll be a problem. Okay, with the Kalim. That's what the Rashbo points out. However, there are and the Beit Kabbayis disagrees in 95. And he said, "Oh, ani bala adam is that tam shelo hishru chachamim mido same." And he said, "This is not the same as all the drabbanans, all the other drabbanan macholim where we are machmer on the bleas as well." They don't say that here, because again, below asu bo elofi mashi yirashim shebo tam shel chasnas. The omer shanachri shebo labashat from mechom shalos. It ties into Shabbos. Also, cooking with somebody else. About a care mutarim. We'll see about Shabbos in a second. This time is an achar docha. Okay, well, you can just wash it out. That's the Merao is Makel. He says the whole Zera is only Chasus. Chasus is required. Therefore, it's going to be Mutter. So says the Rao. Rashbo defends himself with Mishmeres Habayis. And he said, he compares it to Shabbos that, you can cook something on Shabbos, but it won't be Mutter for the other person after Shabbos. Okay, but that's the. So the Machoka is the Rashbo and the Rao. The Ran on the Riffin of Odozor Tes Vav and Alav Dapi Riff Dimash from Kamash Malon 97 writes Ulinian Kli Shabishal Mamavi Kochavim Fonenu Dover Shish Moshe Mishvam Cham Kotarash Bozal Bitzvicha Mechsher Chaynir Medibar Baal Trumos. It's it doesn't mean Trumos, it's a Sefer Truma. You look at the end of 94, Rashbo himself, Chayn Kotarav Baal Truma. I told you it's very often mixed up. So it probably means a Truma. Anyway, he paskins like the Rashbo. The tour here in our Simon Kufta Gimel 98. The tour writes, "Kosar because was brought behind Kenan Shabisham overcome Dvarm Shesh by Mishum Shul overcome Asurin." Okay, and Lafich of Tarkli Zaki quotes the Rashbo for the Shvachos Nachri of Samabashos, that's the base Rabban Yisrael. Okay, fine. But then he writes the last line, "Below Nehira Ladoni Avi Harosh." The tour quotes, "My father the Rosh disagrees because of She'ein Tzorach Lachos was that Klau." Okay, so the Torah quotes his father, the Rosh, was not against the Rashba. He agrees with the Ra'a. He holds like not like the Rashba, but like the Ra'a. There's no problem. They never made the Gzeira in such a case, and you don't have to worry about the Kalim. The Beis Yosef notes, I don't know where this Rosh is. Okay, he says the Makar, the Rosh is unclear. He says, he quotes Rabbi Yerucham, was a Talmud of the Rosh. Okay, he quotes Rabbi Yerucham has it. Rabbi Yerucham caused the Shubhachuva caused it, came. Rabbi Yerucham refers to Shubha, Ubadakti, Bechuva, Shubhadi, Velo Mitzosi. Lo Mitzosi. So the Rabbi says, I didn't find this anywhere. Okay, and he also quotes Rabbi Yerucham said that Rova Poskin is Skin Ladas Harosh, but I didn't see it that way either. I write Adarabba. Says the base says the Rova Poskin is Ladas Harosh. Well, the Oser Kleshin is Basho. So that's a machlokas. We have to be focused to the Kedem or not. The Beis Yosef says most people are Machmer. Okay. The Shulchan Aruch rules in Sim Kufi Gimel here, finally Sifta Zayim 100. Kalim Shabisha Bahem Ovid Kacham Lefaneinu Dwaram Shesh Bahem Shubu Abcham Tzvichem Hechsher. The Eishomer Shemitzin quotes the Eishomer. And V'af Liba Matzun Hechsher Afu Imu Klicheres Yavakula Hagolos Gimel Pomim. Usually you can't kasher Klicheres, but sometimes you Hagolos Gimel Pomim. The Dial Yishain Lezet Iker Midaraisa. The Ramor says, Ramor does not quote this Rosh. Okay, the Ramor does not say that the Rosh disagrees with the whole thing. Ramor just says, Obikom Shabishal Cholo B'Shabbos, but it was Mutter. Now what's the status there? That's not Bishal Akon, it's Mutter even for a Bari, like we alluded to earlier. It's not a problem because it's a Hecker, but I just want to mention that it's notable that even though the Torah quoted this in his Rosh, in the Rosh, the Beis Yosef said he couldn't find it in the Rosh, but nonetheless, it seems to be that we don't accept that Rosh Halakha. The Ramah did not pipe up and say, well, no, we're making like the Rosh. We don't have to worry about it by Kelim. It doesn't say that. Okay? It just says that the Bishul Akum of Goy cooked on Shabbos, where a Jew which one is Mutter, and Shabbos Mutter, but Makum Choli, and so on and so forth, then even that's not a problem, Bishul Akum at all. The Shach mentioned Kotten Chaf Aleph, okay, it's Kotten Chaf Aleph 101, and his Basho Behem B'dievet. Okay, but the evidence, Yesh Rov B'Tavshil, okay, you have Rov against the pot, then he's also going to be Mekel. That's the Shach. I quoted the wrong Gro. Okay, if I put the Bir Gro, Lamed Tes, one or two, it should be a different Bir Gro. I have to look up, but the Bir Gro, somebody says that it's, it has to be Shishim. It has to be Shishim. Okay, I think I'm not sure which, so I have to look up which the cotton is supposed to be. Okay, and if it's Chetuba adds the cotton, over, yeah, okay. Tazikot Tetzvav talks about the Shabbos situation. We'll wrap up. You can take a look at it. The Pesach Juvan Tzikot Nvav mentions Yesh Lahatar Kelim Achar Meis L'Eis Afil B'lo HaGol. Talks about the quotes of Chachmas Salim that the Kelim can make even without a Gola and to Meis L'Eis again, the whole thing being a Din Rabbanan. The last thing I print is not really directly relevant, but I 105 Zorach HaShulchan here in Tzivchav Beis talking about coffee and chocolates and so on. This issue. So I just want to mention, I sent out the hot chocolate coffee and so on, he says, because it's bottled to the water and the coffee beans don't even get absorbed. They're left afterwards, right? So if you're interested in the coffee question, I sent out earlier, I emailed out to everybody, an article I wrote a couple of years ago, about coffee. So if you're interested in that subject, coffee and hot chocolate, you can see it. I mentioned this, Aruch HaShulchan, you can take a look why people are making with regards to coffee houses. And we touched on it already, but I put it at the very end here, this Aruch HaShulchan, again, because it's bottled to the water and it's not absorbed fully in, say, the tea. It remains, the tea bag remains. Anyway, you can take a look over there. And okay, so that's what we have here in Hilchos Bishul Akum. And the Bez Hashem, let's say Monday, so Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll begin Hilchos Tevilas Kelim. Okay, Tulas Kalim, it's not the next Simon. We just did some Kufir Beis and Kufir Gimel. Tulas Kalim is Simon Kuf Chaf. So we're going to skip to there, do Tulas Kalim and they call it Tulas Kalim and subsequently as well, Regolas Kalim. Okay, so we'll go from there. Okay, have a good day.
Thank you very much, Rabbi.
Call to you.